ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाचक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
I also wanted to thank His Holiness Bhakti Raghav Swami, first of all for coming here,
and also for his commitment to Srila Prabhupada's Varnashram mission. As Maharaj mentioned in his katha, the worship of the cows in Vrindavan, people worship cows every day. So it may be that we worship the cows today as a festival, but actually every day is meant for Gopuja, cow worship. That doesn't mean that necessarily we have to offer arati to the cows every day, but to care for the cows. Lord Shiva said, Aradhananam sarvesham vishnor aradhanam param tasmat parataram devita dhyanam samarchanam. Of all forms of worship, worship of Vishnu is best, but even better is worship of that which is in relation to Him, which means His devotees, Vrindavan, and the cows are very dear to Krishna. So caring for cows is essential to human civilization. There's no actual human civilization unless there is care for cows, Goraksha. So at the present time, there's Goraksha is almost stopped, even in India. That was actually one of the main reasons why the Indian independence movement was able to mobilize the people, to the Indian people. Previously, Indian people, they weren't much interested in politics. And the British were in charge, they didn't care that much who was in charge. They went on with their life. But Mohandas Gandhi and others were able to get the Indian population concerned. We want to get rid of the British because then we can bring back our own culture, we can protect the cows. And on those grounds, the Indian people became enthusiastic about getting rid of the British. Otherwise, what difference does it make to the average person who's tilling his field in Telangana, whether there's a British man sitting on the seat in Delhi or an Indian or an Italian woman or whatever. So the idea was that we'll bring back the culture and stop the cow killing, and that will be proper Indian culture. We can establish that. We're very sorry to say, but this is the history as we've heard it, that after the independence was granted, naturally the Hindus, they wanted to institute the end of cow slaughter. But Mahatma Gandhi, who preached Sarva Dharma, what is that? Sarva Dharma Samabhav or something like that. All the religions are the same. He said, no, you have to allow the Muslims. Muslims and Christians, they have to allow them to kill the cows. And so, out of respect for him, it was allowed. So, practically, he cheated the people. Which is, I mean, I don't want to get too political here, but I mean, a certain person called Godse did something to him. I mean, he had some reason for doing it. Anyway, the point is that this cow protection is the cornerstone of real human civilization, which is supposed to be the cornerstone of Indian civilization. Now we think that cow protection means to do Gopuja once a year, and the rest of the year the cows are sent for slaughter. And a few people, they're opening goshalas to try to protect a few cows. Meanwhile, daily, it's difficult to say, but it's estimated up to 80,000 cows are killed a day in India. If one cow is killed in one century in the country, it's a great kalanka, a great kabalte. Kalanka, what's the English word? It's a stain for the whole country. It's a severe tragedy for the whole country. And especially in India, that any cows should be killed is a great tragedy and a shame. But the in this country, thousands, tens of thousands of cows are being slaughtered daily. So this is not human civilization. This is Rakshasa civilization. They say, you know, they're making this agitation for Telangana Desham. What's the point? What's the use? You're killing cows. What are you making agitation to have a separate country for when the cows are being killed? Whoever is in charge of this new Telangana state, they will have to take the karmic reaction for all the cows that are killed here. They want to take the money, but they'll have to take the karma for the cows killed also. In Delhi, they have a big celebration on the Ram Vijayam Mahotsav. And they shoot the image of Ravana and this big explosion. But they're worshipping Ram, and in the same city, there are so many Ravanas sitting in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. There's no Ram Raja, it's all Ravana Raja. All the Rakshasas are sitting together and planning how to open more slaughterhouses. So Srila Prabhupada wrote in one purport that people, they should not vote for leaders unless they are Krishna conscious. They're all different parties of Rakshasas, that's all. Even some take the name Hindutva, but they also open slaughterhouses. So don't vote for any Rakshasas. This will... Otherwise, what's the meaning of doing the Go Puja? So another point that Maharaj mentioned in his lecture was that the Vrajvasis, they take their cows on Govardhan Hill. We find in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave permission to Jagadananda Pandit to go to Vrindavan, he gave Jagadananda several instructions. One of them was, do not step on Govardhan Hill. Do not go up on Govardhan Hill. That is out of respect for Govardhan, because Govardhan is Krishna. Now we also find in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Rupa Goswami also, he did not go, he would not go up on Govardhan. That's described there as one sampradaya, the Vallabh sampradaya, who oversee that Mukharavind that Maharaj is talking about, where they pour the milk. They have a temple on top of Govardhan. So they practice bhakti in the mood of the, directly in the mood of the Vrajvasis, that, yeah, we can walk on Govardhan Hill just like the Vrajvasis can play with Krishna. But the Gauriya Vaishnavas, they do not step on Govardhan Hill. So Rupa Goswami, it's mentioned that Rupa Goswami had a desire to have darshan of the Gopal deity whose temple is on top of Govardhan Hill. But he couldn't do because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to not to Govardhan na utiyo, do not go up on Govardhan Hill. So Gopal arranged some leela by which the Yavanas, that means the Muslims, there was some fear of them, and therefore the Gopal, the deity, spent 1 month in Mathura. And at that time, Rupa Goswami, with his entourage, his associates, they spent 1 month in Mathura having darshan of Gopal and worshipping him. Now, the instruction was given, we see the instruction was given to Jagadananda Pandit not to go up on Govardhan Hill. Rupa Goswami, he also didn't go. Rupa Goswami is the head of all the Vaishnavas coming in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, members of the Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they are called Rupanugas, follower of Rupa Goswami. So he set the what he does as the Acharya, that is the example for all Rupanugas to follow. Now, we don't find any direct instruction that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said not to go up on Govardhan Hill except to Jagadananda Pandit. But that was the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for all his followers, is understood from Rupa Goswami's behavior in this regard. Now, Jagadananda Pandit is the another form of Satyabhama. So she's a queen in Dwaraka, so it's understandable that she should not go on Govardhan. But Rupa Goswami, his form in Krishna Leela is that of a gopi. So you may think, well, why shouldn't he go on Govardhan Hill? If the Dwarakavasis, out of respect for Krishna, they won't walk on him, but the Vrajavasis, they can do that out of their intimacy for Krishna. But Rupa Goswami didn't, and to this day, the Gauriyas, they do not do so. So there's an important instruction here. That in Krishna Leela, there is one form of behavior, and in Gaura Leela, there's another form of behavior. In Krishna Leela, the Rajavasis, they behave very intimately with Krishna. But the in Gaura Leela, even those devotees who are directly the most intimate devotees of Krishna, they practice bhakti sagaurav, with some respect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself followed all the rules of bowing down before the deity. We don't find that the gopis, they bow down before Krishna. It's a different... So Prakriti Sahajyas, or imitative devotees, they think that to develop bhakti in the mood of the Vrajavasis, one should not follow any rules. One should just be spontaneously in one's behavior in relation to Krishna. But that is not the example given by Rupa Goswami. That one should, to cultivate spontaneous devotion to Krishna, one should internally cultivate such a mood, but externally act as a sadhaka. There is a misconception that if you follow the rules of devotional service, that will spoil your bhakti. It's a very strange understanding, but it's quite widely spread. The rules that are meant to foster bhakti, and the Prakriti Sahajyas say if you follow them, it will spoil your bhakti. It's actually a very demoniac idea, that in the name of bhakti, they themselves are spoiling bhakti. But they think that, well, because the Vrajavasis, the gopis and others, they didn't follow any rules of bhakti, so we won't follow anything either. So they say that if you follow the rules, then you can't develop spontaneous devotion. So the proper understanding was given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He captured it in words. The proper understanding that's given by Rupa Goswami was captured in words by Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhangi. That we worship the path of spontaneous devotion. So puja means with some rules and regulations. But this is not simply rules and regulations, but it's going beyond rules and regulations to the spontaneous level. Pujala raga pata gaurava bhange matala harijana kirtana range. The matal, it literally means drunken or intoxicated. The devotees, they're intoxicated with the enjoyment or the ecstasy of kirtan. So this is, if we study Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the mood of the Gauriya Sampradaya. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the ecstasies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he always describes himself as being most fallen, unworthy. He doesn't say, I'm a gopi. I have the right to do whatever I like. Yeah. He always takes it very humble. So the Gauriya mood is one of service to the topmost devotees. So today we worship the cows, but a more precise understanding for Gauriya Vaishnavas is that we worship Krishna's worshipping of the cows. Just like we have Vyasa Puja. So the Guru doesn't think I'm being worshipped as Vyas. He thinks I am worshipping Vyas. Our position is always Das Anudas Anudas Anudas, many times removed. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he of course acknowledged Rupa Goswami's statement that Radha Kunda is the most blessed place in the whole of existence, both spiritual and material. And Rupa Goswami's ultimate advice is to reside at Radha Kunda. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that I will not reside at Radha Kunda. I'm not qualified for that. He said the actual devotees, my gurus, they reside at Radha Kunda and serve Radha and Krishna. So I will live at a little distance at Govardhan, and from there I will go to serve my gurus. So we are performing Govardhan Puja today. So we're not only worshipping Govardhan, we're worshipping Gopi, Gopa, Gopal, and we worship our gurus who reside at Govardhan to perform their service to Radha and Krishna. So this is not exactly animal worship of animals. There's the anthropologists include in one of the lower, the lower forms of religion, this animism or worship of animals. But worship of Krishna, worshipping his cows, there's actually no higher worship than this. Maharaj mentioned about first you offer to the cows and then to Krishna like this. So Jananivas Prabhu, one of the pujaris in Mayapur, told me something in this regard also. That Prabhupada saw that devotees, they were giving their leaf plates after taking prasad and they were giving them to the cows. And Prabhupada said, no, this is wrong. He said, when the bhog is cooked, first you offer to the cows, then to Krishna, then to the devotees. Not round the other way. And many people, at least in Gujarat, there's still some consciousness of cow protection. So many people, they cook extra chapatis for the cow. In Vapi also? Must be. Is it? You didn't see that. The cows come around, daily they'll come. And before they eat, they'll feed one or two chapatis to the cows.
Vapi, you like it?
No, I'm just asking if Vapi is one place. None of these people ever heard of Vapi. I'm just asking Vrindavan Chandra because he's from Vapi. But I saw in Baroda, a big modern city, still people are doing that. And you'll find Krishna Kirti, he was living in one society in Baroda, and he said, on Ekadashi, everyone fasts in the whole society. It's just everyone fasts, that's all. Just normal. For everyone to fast. So despite the efforts of these Rakshasas to kill Indian culture, it's still very strong. But now they're bringing out their very strong weapons. So don't be victimized. Don't be victimized by these propaganda of the demons. We shall always remain in the party of Rama and Krishna. We will never join the party of Ravana. Even the monks, so many monkeys were killed by Ravana's forces, but they didn't say, okay, we'll surrender, we'll join the Rakshasas. They preferred to be killed. So, and ultimately Rama revived them all. And ultimately Rama took them all back to Godhead with him. So we will always remain with Rama and Krishna, and never with Ravana. So this camp is almost over. Well, we have another day, but we may not get another opportunity to thank everyone for participating. I think everyone agrees that it's been Chala Anandam. Is it? Is it? Little tapasya also. Kuncham tapasya. Not very much. Without tapasya, there's no fun. Anyway, there's another day of bliss ahead. So thank you to the organizers, the donors, the cooks, you're doing a good job there in the kitchen. And to all of you for participating, because if you didn't come, there wouldn't be any festival. Anande bolo hari bhaja vrindavan, Sri Guru Vaishnava pade mojayamon. Can translate that? Anande bolo hari, anandamay hari bolo, bhaja vrindavan, Sri Guru Vaishnava pade maja yama. It means your mind should be absorbed in Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Govardhana Gopala ki jai. Hare Krishna. That's all for now.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.